Leonard. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 6:38 Rock.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Friday.
What's up? Feels good, man. Feels real nice. Anyway.
Feels nice.
I was going to say we take a look at the forecast. All I know is it's cold as balls out, so we got that going for us.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's good. It's good. Getting that ice nice and thick. I'm going to try and do a little ice fishing this weekend, which, by the way, if anybody knows that the channels are froze up over in Decatur there, let me know. Give me a call. So I just want to make sure. Or I'll just send Hunter out there first.
No, this is what you do. This is what you do. No, if it's like 2 inches or like an inch where it's not unsafe, don't tell him that. Tell him it's like 8 inches.
Hey, look, if I go down, man, you got to do the show, okay? All right? You got to leave
it. So I keep telling Brock, I'm like, Brock, do you have ice picks? Do you have, like, grappling hooks? Just in case. You know, you do fall on that ice, you want something at least. He's like, no, I don't. You know, I thought about getting them. I'm like, so the last time I told him about it, I'm like, all right, do you have an ice pick? He's like, no. I'm like, so the last thing you want to think about when you die is, Hunter was right. That's what you want? No.
So actually, I went and bought some. I did. Because I don't want to go to my cold, watery death of thinking that Hunter was right. That's the last. That is not the last thought I want to have at all. No.
Should have listened.
Said no one ever about Hunter. We got to do it. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, Jonathan Davis has revealed that corn almost ended up being called something very different. When talking about making the band's logo with Revolver, Davis opened up saying, quote, our manager at the time, Larry, we told him we were going to call it corn, and he's like, you can't name your band Korn. So we told him, well, we were going to name it Larry then. And he's like, screw you. And I'm like, it's either going to be Larry or it's going to be Korn. You pick.
Or Korn.
Or Korn. Larry or Korn. Either way. Dave added, quote, I chuckle to this day that my band's name is Korn. It's funny. We twisted its spelling and made it different with the backwards R and made it kind of spooky. And it worked. It really did work. Everyone knows.
You know what? So they still don't have, like, an answer, though, of where corn came from. What is corn? What is it just, did somebody just say corn one day?
I think, yeah, they were probably
around corn?
More than likely drugs or alcohol was involved, knowing the early days of corn. And they're like, yeah, we should just call ourselves corn, but we're going to spell it with a K. We're going to turn the R around. It's going to be awesome. Hey, everyone got into it.
It's very random.
Very random.
And you know what? It's like we don't think of anything of it right now because we know what corn is. It's a badass band.
Yeah.
It's a K spelled with a K and a backwards R. But initially, Brock, like if I came up to you and I was like, hey, man, we're going to be in a band. We're going to make it, right? We're going to call it Korn. Like, dude, you look at me like, no.
Wait. Moron.
Did you get out of here.
Did you say Korn? Yeah, Korn. Like corn on the
K,
cob.
It's got a you know, it's just weird how they actually, you know, they went through with it.
It worked out. And if they were a terrible band, it wouldn't work. The fact that they're an awesome band is why it works. Otherwise, though, yeah, if you're a crappy band and your name is Korn, people are like, look at these schlubs with that weird band name. No wonder they suck. Okay. So luckily for us, Korn is awesome, and they got a great story behind their name. So
there you go. It is awesome.
All right. That is your
rock.
It's
like the first time you hear the band Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Five Finger what?
But that sounds sounds better than Korn, though, I guess. Like, I'd give that a chance.
Yeah, you're right.
If I'd never heard of either one of these bands, I'd give Five Finger Death Punch a chance first before I went to Korn, you know? All right. That's your rock news.
Whose idea was the Korn?
The Korn. Let's do your rock news, or history, rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 22nd, 1953, the legendary Steve Perry of Journey was born in Hanford, California. In my mind, one of the greatest vocalists in rock history. Mm-hmm. The guy's range is insane. And if you don't believe me, listen to, well, really any Journey song, but more specifically, listen to Wheel in the Sky. The note he hits at the end is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's just great. I love
Steve Perry.
All right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.